Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Okoro Robinson Mary Oyemisi, a principal lecturer in the Department of Crop Production and Technology, Oyo State College of Agriculture and Technology, Igboro. Our topic for discussion today is titled Types of Cropping Systems. First and foremost, what is cropping systems? This refers to the type and sequence of crops grown and practices used for growing them. It encompasses all cropping sequences practiced over space and time based on the available technologies of crop production. What are the examples of cropping systems? We have about 7 of them. Number 1, crop rotation. 2, mixed cropping. 3, monocropping. Number 4, sequential cropping. Number 5, shifting cultivation. 6, intercropping. And finally, number 7, we have relay cropping. Out of this 7, I want to discuss briefly on crop rotation. What is crop rotation? This is defined as growing crops in sequential order or in succession on a piece of land. This type of cropping system has its advantages. One of it is it avoids complete soil nutrition exhaustion. And secondly, it enhances easy control of weeds, pests, and diseases. Type of crops to be planted in this type of cropping systems are of two types. Number 1, deep feeder and shallow feeder crops. Example of deep feeder crops is cassava or yam or any tubers. And shallow feeders could be referred to, example of them are maize, series in general. And sequentially, leguminous plants or leguminous crop can be planted after either of these classes of crops, or we can refer to it can be planted after heavy feeder crops. What is the importance? Shallow feeder crops or deep feeder crops exhaust or absorb soil nutrients at different soil nutrient zone depth. And advantages that we can gain from leguminous crop planting them after either of the mentioned above type of crops is that leguminous crops can fix atmospheric nitrogen and invariably enhances nitrogen nutrients in the soil. Thank you.